You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. The state attorney general recently announced that his office had brokered the first settlement to desegregate a California school in 5 decades, right here in Marin County. Now, this story we're going to hear takes place in one school district that includes 2 schools and 2 towns. Marin City's population is majority Black and Latino. Sausalito, which is its far more affluent neighbor just across the freeway, it's 90% white. The state alleged the district poured resources into its Sausalito school while starving its Marin City school. But it turns out schools across the country have been resegregating for decades. KALW's education reporter Lee Romney is here to talk about it. So Lee, for starters, how did we get here?
Okay, I'm going to take you back to give you some context, way back.
All right.
For starters, this year marks the 65th anniversary of Brown versus Board of Education. That's the landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling that racial segregation in public schools was unconstitutional.
Right, famous case. So that was in 1954, and that's when desegregation of schools began in the United States.
In theory, yes, but in practice, not much changed in a lot of places, including the district in southern Marin County. At that time, it included Sausalito, Mill Valley, the military forts by the bay, and Marin City. And those communities ranged from wealthy and white to high poverty African-American communities. So a decade after Brown v. Board of Ed, the schools there were still segregated along racial lines.
But the Supreme Court had outlawed that, right? So were officials putting pressure on the district to integrate at that point?
Yeah, they were. And a state investigation actually led to big and rather sudden changes. By the fall of 1965, all students of a certain grade level were going to the same school. So the district was busing a lot of kids. And I actually found a newspaper article from late that year, 1965, that said it was, quote, reported to be the first district in the nation to have racially integrated all its schools.
Wow. The Southern Marin County School District.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
amazing.
Crazy. Yeah. I know. I was surprised. Yeah. So I'm going to fast forward now. Now a lot. Decades go by, and there are an increasing number of complaints that the schools aren't good enough. And a lot of white families start leaving what by then had become the Sausalito Marin City School District, and some Black families too. So in direct response, the district approves this charter school in Sausalito in 2001. Willow Creek Academy.
Okay.
And it grows really fast and has a ton of support from the district, which in 2013 decides to close its traditional public elementary school in Sausalito.
Huh.
So that means all the Black and Latino kids who'd been coming into Sausalito from Marin City are now staying in Marin City at an expanded K-8 school. And that is Bayside Martin Luther King.
Okay, so that's the school that's allegedly segregated here, right?
Yeah.
It didn't start that way, though, did it?
Well, not really. It got worse. When they expanded that school to be a K-8 school, enrollment dropped and it continued to drop. And as that happened, the school got more segregated. Only 8 white kids attended last year out of 119.
Huh.
Yeah. So in comparison, Willow Creek, the charter, which is much bigger, is 42% white, 26% Latino, and a little over 10% Black.
Well, at least in comparison, that sounds pretty balanced.
Yeah, it does. But when you look more deeply at the data, it shows that Bayside MLK is serving a much higher percentage of the district's neediest kids, the low-income kids and English language learners.
And so State Attorney General Javier Becerra said that that segregation was intentional, right?
Yeah, and that's what made the big headlines. The investigation alleged the district had, quote, knowingly and intentionally maintained and exacerbated existing racial segregation. And they allegedly did it by cutting Bayside programs while giving extra funding to Willow Creek. And Becerra, the state AG, called the district actions wicked, warped, and morally bankrupt.
Yeah, those are pretty severe allegations. So I'm wondering, though, Lee, how unusual is this?
Well, for this part, I'm going to bring in an expert.
My name is Erica Frankenberg.
She's a professor at Penn State University, where she directs the Center for Education and Civil Rights. The allegations that the Sausalito Marin City School District intentionally created these separate but unequal schools, that is not so common, but the segregation part is.
For Black and Latino students, the percentage of students in highly segregated schools continues to rise, and this is particularly important to think about the trends for Black students because at one point in time, the segregation that existed prior to 1954 had been dramatically reduced. And unfortunately, since the late 1980s, that has been on a steady increase.
Why is that?
Well, because after Brown v. Board of Education, the federal courts put in place a lot of desegregation orders with a focus on black students. And starting in the early 1990s, the courts started lifting them all.
Mm. So that's what African-American students have experienced. What about other kids?
Well, Professor Frankenberg points out, interestingly, that white students are the most likely to wind up in racially isolated schools, schools that are more than two-thirds white.
So you mentioned that charter school in Sausalito, it had less than half white kids, like 42%. So it's not racially isolated by that term.
No, it's not. That's correct. But almost all the district's white students go there. So that's made Bayside MLK what experts call racially isolated.
Right.
And, you know, super racially isolated. It's more than three-fourths black and Latino.
So in general, are charter schools contributing to this kind of segregation in public schools across the country?
Yeah, in some cases, not always, but in some cases, they're pulling in white families, making it harder for traditional public schools to desegregate. And Frankenberg says a lot of these separate but unequal situations are cropping up in suburbs, where some districts are allowing it to happen to appease white and more affluent parents so they'll stay.
Okay, so Brown versus Board of Education is a famous federal case. But here, in this one, it was the state attorney general who did the investigation.
Exactly. The fact that the state AG took it on is unusual, mm-hmm. but it's kind of a new trend. Other state attorneys general have started taking on desegregation cases, too.
There is a multi-decade segregation case in Hartford, Connecticut area based on the state constitution. There are challenges ongoing right now in Minnesota and New Jersey around the way in which school district boundary lines may contribute to existing school segregation that I think are really important. The New Jersey one also include something about the way in which state charter school statutes might relate to segregation.
And also, a relatively new coalition called the Education Civil Rights Alliance has been working with state AGs in a bunch of states to preserve the civil rights of students, mm-hmm. so states taking on a larger role. Mm-hmm. And this is all because federal education officials and federal courts have largely backed away.
Okay, so let's circle back to the Sausalito Marin City School District. What's going to happen now, Lee?
Well, a lot of people who were more directly involved in some of the financial decisions that the state AG criticized in his investigation are no longer with the district. And everyone pretty much wants to move forward. There's a new superintendent. He's Latino and grew up in southern Marin County.
Local.
Yep. And the school board, which used to tilt to favor Willow Creek, now doesn't. So the board agreed to this settlement, which is a big deal.
What's the settlement?
The district agrees to desegregate within 5 years, and there's a lot of remediation built in for kids who attended Bayside MLK over the past 6 years.
Huh.
Academic or career counseling and a scholarship program for 2 years of college or trade school.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Lee.
Thanks for having me.
Lee Romney is our education reporter. You can reach her at education@kalw.org.